Hi there, it's Tony, Christy, and Nikki. Welcome to the After Show. It's the podcast at warm1013.com. Well, I want to lead off with... Oh, hold on. I got it right here. You know how I like to lead off with something that doesn't mean anything. Did you know it is illegal to only own one guinea pig in Switzerland?
Really? Why?
Guinea pigs get lonely if they're alone, so the law requires that you buy at least two.
Oh.
I think that's cute.
You know what? Guinea pigs are cute. I used to think I had hamsters. Did I ever tell you guys about my hamster growing business?
No.
Hamster growing?
My hamster. I mean, we bred hamsters. Me, okay. My best friend Shelby Culp, and I got a girl hamster. She got a guy hamster, and we went to work, and we were breeding hamsters. And then once,
how old were you?
I was like maybe fourth or fifth grade.
Oh, wow.
We were going to sell them hamsters to our classmates, right? And wow. So my girl Annie had all these babies. I was so excited. I was like, ooh, we get $5 for each hamster. We got how many hamsters? I go on a family vacation. Shelby has to come over to, clean the cage and everything.
Yeah.
She comes over while my family's on vacation. Annie had eaten her babies.
Oh my goodness.
That's a terrible story.
Is this
really?
It was so horrible. Oh. And we were scarred for life. I never had hamsters again.
Oh, God.
It was this horrible situation. I guess this happens now and then where mama doesn't accept her babies.
Oh, man.
So I didn't make any money off that one.
Yeah.
Just a horrible memory.
You like that?
Just a horrible memory for a fifth
wow.
grader. Scarred
That's
for
terrible.
Life. Thank you for sharing. That's amazing. Oh, God.
Oh, that's so bad.
All right. You're up, Christy. I got to take a minute.
So I started looking the other day. I don't know if you guys do this. I think somebody's throwing away silverware in my house.
What?
Yeah. All of a sudden, I have like hardly any forks. And every time I turn around.
Check
I have
your
to,
mother's room.
Yeah. I have to. I think it's in the garbage. I have to wash forks even to just eat dinner for the family.
Okay.
Like, this is ridiculous. So I have to go out and get new silverware. But I want to know, where did it go? Like, do forks just disappear?
No, honey. No. What did you have a setting for, like 16?
Yeah.
So, and you have what? How many people in your house? Four?
Four.
Okay, yeah. So did you talk to Mama?
I did. She admits nothing. She denies everything.
Well, she doesn't remember anything.
And she doesn't remember anything. And also the child, okay?
What did the child have to
say? Well, the child said he didn't, but I have seen him before accidentally throw paper plate away, which had a fork on it,
right.
Forgetting there was a fork on it.
That must be what's
but
happened, right?
The child is 12, and this is a recent activity.
Hmm.
Who's the recent person in the house? See?
Mom.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be Mom.
Yeah.
It's got to be Mom.
Yeah. And all my dishes are now chipped.
Well, you can charge her for these.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, just put a bill, slide it under her door at night, you know?
Like the hotels.
And tell her checkout's at 11.
Like the hotels.
That's right. Oh, man.
So that's my problem, Tony. I have no forks.
Oh,
my goodness.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got one for you. Not a problem. Well, it is a problem for me. Have you guys heard of revenge bedtime procrastination? Of course
yes.
you haven't.
What?
You have?
Yes. My kid does it every night.
What?
It's basically what it is. Yeah. Well, it's that's a whole different trip. But basically, it's when you, or in this case, me, you don't want to go to bed because, you know, it's like, you just don't want to go to bed. But you know you got to get up early because we get up early.
Oh, this is me every night.
All right. So I've been forcing myself. But on the weekends, I'll be up at 1 o'clock in the morning because it's like, I can do it.
Yeah, I stay up all night on the weekends.
It's like, I can do this. And there's nobody around. It's just me and stupid TV shows.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's like, why am I doing this?
Yeah. Well, I do online shopping. Like, I get on Poshmark, and then I find something I want from somebody's closet, and then I just keep looking through their closet. And it's like, dude, go to bed. Why are you looking at used clothes?
Right.
So silly.
I have. You know how you've had the work dream? Everybody's had
the nightmare that there's no teleprompter or I'm naked?
Right, all those things. I'm going to be just very quiet on that whole deal.
Okay, please do.
But I but this is not a dream. This actually happened to us years ago. on the air. But I'm going to give you a couple moments to think about it when I tell you what I want you to think about your favorite thing that happened at work. One of the good things that happened. And I'll tell you what happened years ago. Christy, I'm not certain if you were working with us yet. It's on the air, and I think we were still using CDs. And the CD players broke. Something, I don't know what happened. We just couldn't use any of the CD players to do anything.
I was not with you during the CD phase of your life.
Right. It may have actually been the down, you know, what we're using now, but whatever, it didn't work. So you know what we did? We had listeners call up and had them play their music over the phone.
Oh, wow.
It was great. Are you serious?
Serious. So, I gave them the number, said, give us a call. We had people, we let them play the beginning of it. It was a Stairway to Heaven. I wasn't going to play 8 minutes.
Right.
You know, but over the phone, it was great because people were calling with, some silly songs, goofy songs, but some regular, and playing it over the phone. And we just did that for about an hour and a half until we got it fixed.
Oh,
but it was
like
the most fun day ever on the radio.
I was not with you at that time.
Okay. Another reason it was fun. Kidding.
Oh, whoa, whoa.
Shots fired.
Still, 20 years later, after all these years.
I'm telling you.
All this work I do for you, and this is how you treat me.
That's how I pay you back. Exactly.
I have a favorite memory.
Okay.
It's when Jason engaged. He proposed to me.
That's right.
We were out at Barnes & Noble in Pittsburgh, darling. We were on the second floor because it is two floors.
That's where he did it?
Well, it was on the radio. Jim Brickman was there, so it was very cool. It wasn't like we were looking for a book and he, proposed.
Yeah, it was great because Jim Brickman was in town. We were doing the show from the Barnes & Noble.
Doug Embledge was there.
Yeah.
TV cameras were on me. No, they weren't. I'm just kidding.
Oh, they should have recorded it for you.
We
could
Jason.
Keep it on VHS.
We hit a 6'10" tall man in Barnes & Noble. Now, did you know it was going to happen, or did I work this out with him?
No.
I don't remember how this whole
thing worked.
Did I had something to do with it then?
Yes.
Okay. It's my memory. But, yes, that was kind of fun. And we were hoping Jim would. I remember he didn't sing anything.
No, he just played the piano.
Yeah, I thought he'd play.
He still doesn't really sing.
I know, but, I thought he would, do something special. Did he do anything special for the
I don't remember.
I don't remember him doing that. I think he just sort of thought.
I don't even have a picture of that.
Oh,
isn't that terrible?
That's too bad. I know.
What the heck?
I know, right?
It was before iPhones.
Yeah, before
really
all
was.
That. It was so long ago.
So,
I've got my favorite day at work. We did Pay It Forward Day, which, by the way, I think it's near the end of April. Mm-hmm. And I went to Dunkin' Donuts on East Avenue, down there by the East Ave Wegmans. And people were paying it forward, and it went on car after car after car, and I was their cashier at the window.
Oh, wow.
It was
fun.
Oh,
that's got to be cool.
Oh, I had such a blast. And it was, even when it was like, oh, gosh, that guy ordered $20 of stuff, and you just ordered a coffee, and they still did it.
Oh, my goodness.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you're listening to this today, today's the, what's today's date?
It is the 17th.
It is Random Acts of Kindness Day.
Oh, how perfect.
Okay, so do a random act of kindness to someone, and that would be nice.
I got one. Let's take Tony out for a pedicure.
No, that's not going
Tony.
To happen.
We'll bring Crazy along, because I know she needs one. She keeps
Crazy
telling me she hasn't had one in a while.
Yeah, you guys go right ahead with
that. Don't worry, we got the cheese grater ready for you.
Yes, they might even go in the back and get the special tools.
Yeah, I need a belt sander, okay?
I tell you that time, speaking of sandy feet, I think I did tell you, when my mom got actual sandpaper out, was out on my patio.
Shut
using
up.
It on her feet.
Shut up.
No, not kidding. And then the other day she came out and she had paper towel wrapped around her flip-flops. I don't know why she had flip-flops. It's cold. I go, what are you doing? She's walking with paper towel on top of her feet with her feet in the flip-flops. She goes,
why?
She has a grater thing for her feet,
yes.
And she went too far, and
girl,
they were
I've
bleeding.
Done the same thing. I have that grater thing, and I go to town, and then I'm like, ouch.
Do you ever make it bleed, though?
I don't
though?
Make it bleed, but I took out way too much skin that it hurt for a week.
Yeah. She was bleeding. Man, like, what is wrong with her?
Oh, my goodness. This is really bad that I can relate to your mother. I don't know.
Well, crazy is crazy,
Yeah.
Wow. Well. All right, between that and the hamsters eating each other, I don't know.
I
think we're good for the day, guys.
Enjoy your breakfast.
share this podcast with your friends, I guess, if you want to.
Want to go to business? Going to business with me, guys? Yes. I got a new plan.
Nah, I don't think your idea is going to work.
Not going to work. Scarred for Life. That's the name of the business.
Yes.
All right. Gosh. We'll catch up tomorrow. Keep listening to Warm on a 1.3 and share our podcast. All right.